Justin, just, you know, are you adjusting to coming off the bench and trying to heat up? I mean, you knocked your first one down, and obviously it didn't look like a rough adjustment, but off, you know, in practice, has it been different mentally trying to get your mindset to, as a guy who comes in and can contribute right away?
I mean, yeah, my mindset's always just be ready. You're always going to get your call and always going to get your moment. You just got to be ready for it. As far as coming off the bench, you know, I don't mind it, to be honest. You know, somebody's got to do it, so it might as well be me. We got a lot of guys who are good, and everybody's got a chance to have a good night every night. So just whoever's shooting well that night, whoever's playing well that night, they get the call. And if not, the next man up. That's the beauty of our team.
Is that the VJ you guys see in practice hitting shots at the rate he was tonight?
Yeah, I mean, VJ has always been good in practice. He's always hitting shots in practice, and, you know, he's had flashes of that last year. You know, VJ is just – he's still trying to figure out, you know, what he's trying to do best out there. And, you know, obviously he's a great scorer, and that's what he did well tonight. And, you know, he provided a lot for us in the beginning.
How much fun is it for you to, you know, just go out there and shoot a perfect five, a five from three?
It's good, but, you know, there's always the next game. You know, that doesn't really mean anything right now. We got a good win, which is really good, but – you know, we got our eyes set forward to Colorado and then Texas Tech. So, you know, we got to keep our eyes forward. And, you know, it feels good, but always on to the next one.
Justin, what's it like to sort of, you know, be here and have to, you know, fight for minutes on a daily basis? I imagine you and most of the other guys on the team, you've probably not been on the, you know, bench a lot in your careers. What's that like to sort of have to re-earn that on a daily basis?
I mean, it's great. For me, I love it, to be honest. That's the reason I came here. You know, I wasn't promised anything. I could have gone somewhere else and, you know, played 30 minutes a game, but that's not what I was about. I wanted to come here and get better every single day and, you know, play against good competition and, you know, fight for spots. It's just great being able to have depth on our team and, you know, go at each other in practice, and it just makes us better at the end of the day.
Coach Barnes said you've made a lot of strides here as late on the defensive end. Just where do you feel like you've grown the most, I guess, in the past few weeks on that end?
Just, you know, on ball stuff. You know, it's different every system you go to, trying to figure out and grasp, you know, the system, and especially on the defensive end. Everybody's got their defensive schemes that they like, but especially now with scouting reports and stuff like that, understanding really what Coach wants and Coach Schwartz wants. But once you understand that, you start to get in a rhythm like that, and then that translates to offense. But just kind of grasping all the scouting reports and, you know, really trying to figure out what you want to do.
Justin, just now that you've kind of began to feel comfortable, just what's the next step for you as y'all get ready for SEC play here soon?
I think a lot of us just taking care of our bodies. You know, we're all a little banged up, but, you know, go out there every single day and, you know, compete. That's going to be our big thing, and just everybody staying right and staying ready, because you never know when something's going to happen, or you never know when somebody's going to be out sick. But it's always just staying ready, and that's what's going to help us at SEC play.
Justin, how excited are y'all to kind of get out on the road and play an actual, you know, road game in a hostile environment and all that stuff?
I mean, I think it's going to be fun. You know, going out to Colorado, great place. It'll be fun to actually have a true road game and see what we're about. And we're obviously going to hit some adversity the next couple games, but it'll be interesting to see how we respond to that. And it'll kind of define us and see how we can translate that to SEC play and be ready for that.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.